I'm John Prideaux, The Economist's US editor, and I'm the host of a new podcast about the 2020 elections and the road to power in America. Together with two of my American colleagues and a whole cast of Economist correspondents around the world, we'll take you through the ideas and the social changes that are shaping politics in what promises to be an exceptional election year. We'll look at the long view and ask the big questions. What has the Trump administration actually achieved? What do centrist Democrats really believe in? And what kind of country is America going to be after November? We'll go beyond the headlines and the horse race to delve deeper into the contest for the White House and why it matters so much. That's Checks and Balance for the Global View on Democracy in America. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Acast, or your podcast app. Start listening today.
Honestly, I would love me a nice little Billboard Woman of the Year award. Since that's definitely not going to happen, I might as well just pretend I'm happy for Miss Selena Gomez. So basically, if you're a pop culture recluse and you don't know what I'm talking about, even though I just mentioned it, Selena Gomez was awarded Billboard's Woman of the Year. And for once, I was cool enough to get all the exclusive details firsthand from the baddest boss lady and host of Billboard News. And that is Miss Chelsea Briggs. And by the way, I am so effing excited. I need to stop saying fucking, but I'm so fucking excited to collaborate with such a strong woman in our industry because she's all about female empowerment and respect. And I mean, I know I'm a harsh critic and all that stuff, but ultimately, I do believe in working together as opposed to against each other. And yes, before I get way too cheesy and emotional and so lame with like a really intense speech, let's just find out what Chelsea had to say about it herself.
Your 15-minute entertainment quick fix. Quick fix. You can't sit with me. The perfect cocktail of no bullshit, awkward questions mixed with a healthy dose of gossip.
What's going on?
Oh my gosh. Like, who on this earth would have their boss on their podcast that basically publicizes how horrifying they are?
What? I know. Yeah, but you know what?
What
I love right now is that your microphone screens are hot orange and hot pink. And that is like so.
And the headphones.
That is like unicorn Deanna through and through.
I know. Everyone, like, whenever I have someone on the podcast, everyone's like, oh my gosh, pink headphones, pink microphones.
So good.
I'm just going to be a child forever. It's really embarrassing.
No, this is good. This is how you should live life.
Yeah.
I approve.
Thanks. Chelsea Briggs approved. Makes my life. So I have Chelsea Briggs, host of Billboard News, and then she's the founder of Hollywire. So you hosted the red carpet for the Billboard Woman in Music.
Yes.
This week. And I'm so jealous because you got to interview Selena Gomez.
I know. Well, first off, it is my favorite award show. You need to watch it because okay. It is literally, I mean, these women are incredible.
Uh-huh.
And their speeches are so empowering. And they're all about woman empowerment. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a really cool vibe.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've covered tons of award shows and red carpets. But there's something really, really incredible about this one. You know, it's
definitely.
Yeah, I really, really love it. And sitting in the show, it's like people are laughing, crying. It's emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, you have musicians, female musicians on all ends of the spectrum. You have, you know, Kelly Clarkson and Mary J. Blige and mm-hmm. Selena Gomez,
yeah.
You know, been around forever. But then you have like Grace VanderWaal, who just won America's Got Talent a year ago. And she's freaking 13 years old and killing it. And her speech,
crazy.
I swear, was like the best.
She's like an adult.
She like is so articulate. When I was 13, I was like not doing those things. I like was putting NSYNC posters on my wall.
I was
in my
trying
bedroom.
To figure out which Barbie doll I was going to play with.
Yeah. You know, like so it was great. And Selena Gomez is amazing.
Incredible. So now that you've like seen the show and been there and interviewed all these women, what do you have to say about women in entertainment? Because obviously you've like covered every single red carpet, you know, most of them. You're like actually known as a journalist on the red carpets. Like most celebrities know you. Like what have you learned, you know, from interviewing all these women and what it's like to be a woman in this industry?
Yeah, well, I think one thing, and I talked about this a bit on the carpet with some artists. One of them was Ciara. Because I think these days, which is really sad, but people are really quick to pin women against each other. You know, mm-hmm. like it's there was a whole thing that happened at the AMAs this year where when Christina Aguilera was performing,
Sierra and Pink, like the camera went to them and they like had supposedly had these annoyed looks on their face. But like I watched it back. And I'm like, no, they didn't. Anyways, people were tweeting about it.
Yeah.
And then like both Pink and Sierra came out and they're like, no, like her performance was lovely. Like, how dare you kind of thing. Anyways. So I think people for some reason, I don't know if it's like because of social media. So I don't know.
I think they just like the drama. It's like, yeah. You know, that time where Ariana, I think do you remember that time where Ariana performed and then they showed like footage of Rihanna laughing,
yes,
at her performing, and she, yep, was like not laughing at her,
no,
at all.
And so I think that's definitely something that's always been around in this industry, you know. But I will say, like, I don't know, I've had amazing experiences with artists, or I'm talking about musicians specifically, but also just people in entertainment, women in entertainment,
yeah,
being very supportive and positive and, you know, supportive of myself. And they'll remember me on the carpet and they'll say, oh my God, I knew you at Hollywire, now you're at Billboard, like amazing. So, you know, such a, yeah, fan of yours as well. So I don't know. I've learned that there is room at the top for everyone. And, yeah, so women empowerment in this industry is so, so important. Like I've definitely, that's not everyone, because I've definitely, and I'm sure you've run into people in the industry, females that aren't that way, and that's normal. But that's probably in any industry, you know?
People aren't that nice to you, and sometimes people aren't like the best role model, but you never know what happens, yeah, behind closed doors. And like, that's what, totally, I've, you know, really understood from this industry, like, especially on red carpets, like, it's not as catty as people think it is. Like, people actually have each other's backs. Like, yeah, I've had bitchy stories, don't get me
everyone
wrong.
Everyone does. Everyone has,
yeah,
them.
Yeah. But like, you know, when I remember I was losing an eyelash one time, and I think like a celebrity, I can't remember who it was, said, you're losing your eyelash, like, do you want me to remove it for you or something?
Yeah.
Like, it was so sweet. Like, they don't need to do that.
Definitely.
But people know the pressures of like being in the spotlight's really hard.
And I will say, like, the experiences I've had with other females that weren't supportive of me or were rude or whatever,
yeah,
it's really, I think it happened early on in my career. Specifically, and I remember thinking to myself, I will never be that person. In fact, I'm going to go out of my way and be friends with every other female host I know, I meet, and I'm going to, and not in a fake way, but in just a like, hey, I know what it feels like to not be supported, and like, that's shitty. Like, I'm not, yeah, going to do that to anyone else. And I think at the end of the day, like, we can all lift each other up, you,
yeah,
know? Like, we might have a good idea and we can collab together. We can,
yeah,
you know, I think. There's a little bit of both in the industry, but I think for me, I've learned that the way to go.
If you stick together, you're more powerful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I literally have gone through the same thing. Like, when I started on the red carpet, I was always like the last one, like the smallest outlet, and people, mm-hmm, were like definitely more rude to me, like not as pleasant, whatever. But as I started like getting to know everyone, I just realized, you know, it's like a part of the job to like fight for your content and fight for what you want to do.
Totally.
But once you make friends with everyone and you actually include everyone, yeah, people started like collabing. Like, I ended up being in someone else's,
yeah,
footage. Like, you make it more of like a fun thing, mm-hmm, by like sticking together. So talk to me about your interview with Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
So jealous. Love her new hair. So
I love her hair too.
Oh my gosh.
Girl can pull it off. She could have asked me before she did it, like, oh, Selena Gomez is blonde. I'd be like, no, girl, I'll stick with her brown. But I love it.
But
I
she did it go, the right way. She has the roots.
I know.
And she's done it like, because if she would have done it with extensions super long, it would have been really cheesy.
Yeah.
But the bob and the whole thing,
she's
like,
such a babe.
Oh, I'm so down.
She, I follow her hairstylist on Instagram.
Me
which
too.
Is funny. Okay.
And have full sashes love, too, like everything.
Yeah, and I love that she posted, she was like, when your client comes in and says they want Nirvana blonde hair. I like that she said Nirvana blonde, because like that to me is like such a artistic choice, you know?
Is she like cooler than what you see in the magazines and in the photos? Like,
I think she's very genuine. Like, I think that's how I describe her, because she very poised, very genuine, very, yeah, like, she just exudes like positivity and love.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, she's just, you can just, she's just a very, like, the first thing she said to me when she got up on the platform was like, I'm nervous. I was like, Selena Gomez is nervous. That's relatable. And she's like, well, I just am, like, I don't know. You know, she's very just, and yeah, I'd say something to her like, well, you had, you know, this success and something. She's like, oh, that's so, it still blows my mind that people listen to my music. Like, she's very humble,
yeah,
and it's genuine. Like,
it's not put on.
No, I think she really is, you know, I think she has her insecure moments still. And I think,
yeah,
she is very grateful for all that she has. And yeah, I think she's surrounded by really awesome people. And I think that's a big part of it too. Like, you know, I've met her mom a handful of times. And her mom's like very, oh, they're just like genuine people. So she's great.
Do you have,
yeah,
thoughts on Jelena?
I know.
Can you give thoughts? Yeah, I saw
nervous
that interview. I obviously watched all your interviews. Hello. But
I was nervous to ask about it because I didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
The way you asked the question was very like, I don't want to ask you like, what's it like with Justin Bieber now? You asked her in a very like, how has he influenced your life? Was that your question?
Yep. Good job. Good memory. Know. You did watch it.
I did. I told you I watched it. You've done it in a way that she didn't have to say something that she didn't want to say if she wasn't in the mood to say it.
Yeah.
But you got a good answer. What did she say?
It was okay. I felt like she deflected like a mofo because she said, she's like, well, I don't think people really care.
Yeah, but she meant as in like, but he really cares.
What do you mean?
No one really cares. I mean, like no one really cares about me, like what I'm going through. But he cares. He's genuine because he understands my world and what I'm going through.
Oh, interesting.
Is that not what she meant?
I thought she was, it was sort of a dig at me like, well, I don't think anyone really cares about my love life kind of thing. Well, which obviously everyone does, but like...
No, but I don't think she was doing that at all.
I thought she deflected it and then she went into like her family and this and that. And she was like, but I love who I love, something, something, you know?
Oh, I thought to me the really cares.
I'm going to have to like go watch it back now and see if I take it that way.
Yeah, maybe it felt different like in person.
Yeah. I haven't watched it back yet. I have a really hard time watching my stuff back.
Do you see how the media can actually really like change whatever the celebrity's saying based on how they've interpreted
it?
Because if I had written an article about this interview, that's what I would have said. Yeah.
I was nervous. I wasn't going to do it for a while. I wasn't going to ask a Justin Bieber question because it was a night about her accepting the award. And the reason why I did was because... she mentioned it in her Billboard cover story. And so, you know, and it was in a good portion where she talked about it. And I kind of was thinking, I didn't think she was going to sit there and gush about Justin and that they're back together. But I like really wanted a soundbite kind of what she said in the article where she sort of is like, you know, no one really understands what we went through because like our situation. So no one really understands being these massive celebrities I don't know, like, and how she kind of said like, you know, same thing with like Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato, like they've all been in it together and no one really gets it but them, you know? And so that was sort of what I wanted from her. But, you know, she is a freaking media pro. She deflected it in a very poised way. And
she did so nicely.
And she did kind of answer it because she said, you know, I love who I love and I don't really care what people think kind of thing. So my co-host was like laughing at me because the whole day leading up to it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to say it this way. Okay, how does this make sense if I say it this way? Like, how has she most influenced your life? And he was just like laughing. He's like, you'll be fine. I'm like, no, but I just want to make sure it's right. I don't want to come off like... Justin, just say, you know.
Yeah, but your question was so not like invasive.
That's good.
It was not invasive.
But you know, but that's the thing. So here we are talking about being a host and like, but you have so many of these moments where it's like, you just, you like obsess over certain questions to ask and how to ask them. And like, it's just, 100%. it's not easy breezy. And you know, she's done 1.5 million interviews in her life. And so she, you know, you want to make sure you ask
and
good
questions.
And she must
be nervous. She said she was nervous too. Like she's done a billion of them and she's still like, oh my gosh, I'm being put on the spot. Like you always, for me, when I saw the guy from Game of Thrones, I was like,
Which one?
Nikolai.
Oh.
No, I love Jamie Lannister.
Oh.
So when I saw him, I had prepared all these things and they disappeared.
That happened.
There was nothing.
I've had that happen before.
Because I never fangirl. I've interviewed like probably not the celebrities that you have, but I've interviewed people I was like a fan of.
Yeah.
And I've never fangirled and I fangirled.
Oh yeah.
And I was like giggling with him and I was like, what the fuck? Like, am I flirting with him?
On camera? Am I flirting on camera?
I was like, what am I doing? Like, Deanna, get your shit together. It was so embarrassing.
Oh my God.
And then the guy who was filming me, like behind me, was like, get your shit together. It was so embarrassing.
There's certain people, either they're so like handsome in real life or like so or girl crushes. I have so many girl crushes.
You stare at them.
I like love Kehlani. Do you know who Kehlani is?
Kehlani. I know all her songs. I have her entire album.
She's so good,
I love
but
her.
She like in person, she's just so cool. Like I
tattoos.
I literally like just she's something. I mean, I have a lot of girl crushes, but like guys too, so it's like there's definitely moments where you're interviewing them and you're like,
no, it's like sometimes they look so beautiful and even though you're not like fancying them, you just
it
stare
just
and you're like
100%.
Okay, I have to call a timeout. I really needed to put a stop to this before it got way too intense and a bit out of control, so I'm gonna be an asshole and leave you with this. Subscribe to the You Can't Sit With Me podcast, especially if you want to listen to part 2 of this episode. See you later.